Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. My name is Russell Newton, and I'll be your host for the podcast. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook, Underdog Thinking, A Bold Idea, A Business Adventure, and 101 Lessons Learned Along the Way, Atul Veer, edited by Emily Hubble. Introduction. The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. Socrates, Greece, 470 BC. I'm often asked about my journey of entrepreneurship and how I've persevered through all the highs and lows. The simple answer is that it's not that simple. Some people are born entrepreneurs. Other entrepreneurs are made through life experiences, necessity, storms, or circumstances beyond their control. But regardless of their background or the journey of getting from point A to point entrepreneur, one thing is the same. The call of entrepreneurship runs deep, and once it takes hold, it's got you for life. I wrote this book to shine a light on that innate call to entrepreneurship, the ups and downs, the lessons learned along the way, and the forces that propel us to never give in, even at the lowest points in the journey. Although each entrepreneur's story is unique, I've shared my mistakes, successes, and lessons in these pages with the hope that they'll serve as guideposts when your own road ahead seems uncertain. Although the elements of entrepreneurship were formed in my youth as I fed my hunger for unknown, untold adventure, danger, and victory, I didn't recognize them as such. As the years passed and necessity called, I responded, but in a hands-tied kind of way. I was forced to become an entrepreneur through circumstances. If my life hadn't turned out the way it did, leaving me a displaced immigrant with everything to gain and not much to lose, I might have stayed in the realm of the expected, the safe, the ordinary. But although I was thrown into entrepreneurship, I quickly developed a self-sufficiency and independence I had never fully known before, even in my wildest dreams and lived adventures. I learned to be a free thinker as I tapped into new possibilities near and far, doing whatever I could to ethically achieve the goals before me. The process of transformation from reckless dreamer to entrepreneur taught me that I couldn't rely on anyone else to create my life or bring in a paycheck at month's end. But this shift wasn't easy. Like a baby's first steps, my early years were marked with uncertainty and tremulous firsts until, moment by moment, year by year, I grew stronger and more confident with each step. I didn't realize then that entrepreneurs must develop a new way of seeing the world to survive, but I quickly learned. Over the years, I've come to see the spatial thought process of entrepreneurs as a gift, presented through trial and error, and awarded for shattering stagnant mindsets. Then one day, you realize the gift is yours. You have the ability to see things that others can't, or rather, won't. Ideas are everywhere, if we only open our minds to the possibilities and the needs around us. Today, when I close my eyes and adjust to the meditative blackness, I see hundreds of stars, some large and bright, others small and dim. Each star represents an idea. The more significant it is, the brighter it shines. But the brightest star isn't the inception of something great, it's simply the beginning of a process. Even the smallest, faintest stars, hardly recognizable in the distance, have the potential to be the tip of brilliance. The intensity of each star waxes or wanes daily as the brain is refreshed. A star that is bright one day may decrease its light the very next day as objections or realities creep in. If the idea is abandoned, the star will disappear. But a star that burns brighter with each passing day becomes a compelling call to action. The spatial landscape is where entrepreneurs thrive, connecting dots and stars until they find the solution. It's this mindset that, in many ways, has kept me afloat over the years. with every unexpected twist and turn. I've come to see that ideating, innovating, and creating is more than the sum of its parts. They're lifelong endeavors and commitments that must be honed carefully, day by day, with every customer interaction, every call to action, and every response. The end result is more than a product. For the fires of life produce a character that is sometimes unrecognizable to the person you thought you were. The experiences along the way force a person to choose their path, whether the high or the low road. While many will say it's the journey that counts, and that's true in many ways, I believe where it takes you is equally important, because we all have a choice in life: to face challenges with integrity or bow under their weight, to innovate for vanity's sake or to create real solutions. This is the challenge of business, and this is the story of life. No one escapes unscathed. The ultimate question is this: who will you be when you come out of the fire? How do I, after decades of ups and downs, twists and turns, answer that question? And how can other entrepreneurs take steps now so that they're satisfied with their answer when they look back and wonder what it was all for? My story is not simple, and it's not always glamorous, but it is real. Through it, I've cultivated lessons that apply to every entrepreneur, whether your business is a mere idea or hitting hypergrowth. Always put the customer first, especially in moments when it isn't easy. Hold fast to your values, even when others around you are acting with deceit and ill intentions. And above all, use empathy to bring more innovation into the world. These lessons have helped me shape my answer to that ultimate question: who will you be when you come out of the fire? Hopefully, as you join me on the journey ahead, they will shape yours too. Entrepreneurs are innovators who shift the existing narrative with a single product or idea. They are dreamers, always looking to achieve what others call impossible. They are underdogs with a perpetual eye on what's next. But one thing I've come to learn through every high and low along the way is that we dreamers have the ability to make things happen, to turn dreams into reality, and leave our world a better place. So why do I persevere? The immediate answer is shockingly simple, yet it runs vastly deep. I answered the call. I'm an entrepreneur. There is no other way.
Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book.
With an eclectic collection of water cooler knowledge, inspirational stories, and motivational thoughts from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Overwork Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.